Hi, is Randy in?
This is she.
Hey, Randy, this is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Looks like we got your online registration. You wanted to get, a little information on our working capital programs. Did you have a few minutes to talk right now?
Sure, I'm in the car, so I'm yours.
Okay, all right. Now, the name of the business, is it Impressions Enterprises?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And we have your address down as 1957 San Marco Boulevard. Was that
correct?
Still good?
Yes.
Okay. All right, perfect. Now, what is the business structure over there? Are you incorporated?
We're a corporation, correct.
Okay. And as far as the ownership goes, are you the 100% owner?
I am.
All right. How long have you been in business, Randy?
30 years in March.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice. Doing something right.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, retail is just not what it used to be.
Okay. All right, well, we do have a lot of different programs. It kind of depends on what your specific need is. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you were looking for, and I'll point you in the right direction.
Okay, what I'd like to do at this point is I really need to, number one, I have another small loan that I want to pay off. And I have three credit cards. Every vendor now, wants to be paid by credit cards. And I just can't keep up with it. So I'd like to pay off the credit card debt and take care of this loan. So we would probably be looking at about, $30,000 would take care of all this. And, so if I can just pay like a one lump sum every month, that would just help me, to get rid of some of this, the debt. That's really what, and to leave me some money, to be able to replenish some of the inventory. So that's where I'm at.
Okay, I see. All right. Now, we'll tackle it kind of one at a time here. For the current loan that you have, what type of loan is that?
It's just, it's from this company called Cabbage, and I think it was like $5,000, so I think I owe like three on it, so I just want to take care of that. And they take it out monthly.
Okay.
I think I have about maybe 3 months left on it, so I just wanted to take care of that and get that done.
Sure. Okay. And then as far as the credit cards, how much in total were those?
They probably about 25 between the three credit cards that I have.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, I see the 25 to 30 there in the range.
Right.
And then you mentioned inventory. Were you looking – what type of inventory do you add?
It's a stationery and invitation store. So, I'd just like to know that maybe there's some, extra money in the banks that I, if I wanted to – if I needed it, to be able to purchase, some more inventory. That's, but the holidays will be upon us shortly, and I'll be buying for the holidays.
Sure.
So,
okay.
That's where I'm at.
Okay. All right. And any idea how soon you were looking to get the funds in place?
I've gone this long, and I'm making ends meet. So I just need the help whenever I can get it.
Okay.
I can get it.
Okay. All right. I got the picture here. Now, just a some basic questions to see kind of where we'll fall in, what type of programs we're looking at here. What do you do for your yearly gross revenue, for like gross annual sales?
We're probably about 160,000 gross.
Okay. All right. And then how would you rate your personal credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I thought it was like maybe 710 something. It did go down a little bit, like maybe because of these loans. I don't know. But I thought it was about 710 the last time I had checked.
Okay. All right. Now, when you took the Cabbage loan out, what was that primarily used for?
I just needed some extra, funds. To just take care of some of the bills that I had.
Okay. Just kind of some standard operating capital.
Yes, correct.
Got it. All right. Okay, so, taking a look here, I see we want to pay off the loan, we want to pay off the credit card debts. Now, typically the way, a lot of this works, if you have a current loan that you have out that you want to pay off, when we lend on that, we'll do what's called a payoff loan, where we'll give you, you know, enough to pay off the loan, but then an equal amount on top of that.
Okay.
So there's no actual, you know, straight refinance, you know, per se. So there's always got to be extra capital that is taken on top. So I just want to make sure that, you know, if that is the case, there is an opportunity to put it to use. That way it would make sense, you know.
Okay.
With no straight refinancing being available, if there are extra funds, it's got to make sense for the business. We don't want to give you a loan that you're not going to be able to do anything with.
Right, exactly, yeah.
So as far as the inventory goes, I mean, just on a basic first glance, that would seem like a good fit where you could, you know, use some of those funds. How long does it take you to turn the inventory over?
Well, I probably buy more on an as-needed basis, except for the holidays, you know, at Christmas time, you know, and then there again, I'm trying, not buying anywhere near as much as we used to, because unfortunately, you know, the internet has just made an impact, you know, tremendously on the business.
Sure.
So it's really just, most of it is on an as-needed basis, except for the holidays, and, you know, there we would probably spend maybe $5,000 or $6,000 to replenish, you know, just to fill in from year to year, you know, to get some new items to show that, you know, for the holidays. And that usually starts probably around August, you know, to start buying for the holidays.
Okay. Okay. So, I mean, would you say that your business, is it seasonal? Do you see a large fluctuation?
No, it's not seasonal because we do a lot of weddings, which is all year.
Oh, okay.
You know, all year long, you know. So it's really just the holidays is the most part that we would actually have to be buying inventory for.
Okay.
Christmas cards, invitations, you know, things like that.
Sure, sure. All right. Now, just to give you an idea, well, have you had any experience with any working capital loans before?
No.
No, okay. So just to give you an idea of the way that the programs work, it's primarily based on your sales. So we're usually able to free up 10 to 15% of the top line revenue. So of that 160, you'd be looking at, you know, somewhere between 16 to 24,000, just off the, you know, on a quick glance, what would be available to you.
Mm-hmm.
Now that cash would be deposited into the business checking account as unsecured cash. Where you can use as you see fit. So, you know, paying the credit cards off would be entirely possible with that. Typically, the loans are set up on anywhere from 3 to 24-month terms.
Okay.
And then what we can do is we'll get you, you know, approved and qualified for the largest amount possible and the longest term possible. From there, you can choose how much you want to use and the length of the term. So if it's, you know, if you want something on the short side, you can go as short as 3 months. If you want to stretch it out, you can go usually as long as 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be able to give you a couple different options to work with on that. Does that sound in line with something that you're looking for so far?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good. Yeah, I just want to make sure we're on the same page here and, you know, finding something that makes sense for you. Now, in order to get to that step, it's a fairly simple process. All I would need is a one-page application along with 6 months of your most recent bank statements and the most recent business tax return that you have. So that's pretty much the extent of, you know, the paperwork that we need to get you approved. And then from there, we can get you some options to choose from.
Okay.
Now, what's a good email address to send something over to you?
It's send it to Randy, R-A-N-D-E-E. Little dot.
Okay.
Impressions, I-M-P-R-E-S-S-I-O-N-S, AOL.
At AOL. All right, perfect. And you know what? Also, what I'll do is I'll send you an email. It'll have the application and then a list of what I would need. It'll be the bank statements and the tax return. But also, I'll ask you to send over the first page of the loan contract that you have with Cabbage, because we're going to go for a payoff loan to pay that entirely off. We'll have all the, you know, pertinent details on that. It should be on the first page of the loan contract. So if you can send that along with the application and the banks, it'll really, you know, expedite the process.
Okay. What I will do is I'm not in the store today, so I'll be there tomorrow and Friday. I can you'll put your fax number in there, because I can fax you over the my tax returns, but I learned how to use to send my bank statements through the email, through JPEG on the email, so I can go ahead and do that. I learned how to do that.
Nice.
Very impressed with myself.
It makes it easier when it comes in the email.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It's not hundreds of pages. So, so if you'll just put all that, that information in the email, and I will get it to you as soon as I possibly can.
Okay, sounds good. And I will have all of my direct contact information in that email too. So if you have any questions while you're, gathering everything, feel free to give me a call or even shoot me an email and I can get right back with you.
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
All right. My pleasure. Did you have any other questions for me before you let me go?
Not at the moment. I think you explained it, well.
Okay. All right. Well, I will go ahead. I will send you the email. It'll take me maybe 10 minutes to put it together. And then, we'll go from there.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. I appreciate your help.
All right, thanks a lot, Randy.
Bye.